Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Oh, kind of a snoozer of a weather day.
It really is. Happy winter solstice, though.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Other than freezing cold temperatures and all that, what has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Yeah. Other than lots of snow, bitter cold wind chills, high winds, nothing much going on here.
Paul the comedian.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely Mother Nature giving us a couple different slaps in the face here as the week goes on. And it's going to be kind of the quiet before the storm, if you will, today. And still looking at the snow moving in tonight with the system really seeing the snowfall pretty consistently from tonight through Friday morning. And it looks like from that time frame, we could see amounts totaling to around 6 to 10 inches here for us by Friday morning. So kind of coming in, 3 inches or so each period to get to some of those higher amount totals here by Friday morning. And also going to have the major winds. It looks like once we get into Thursday night, winds start to crank up out of the northwest at 30-35 miles per hour pretty consistently. And then as we get into Friday, the winds get consistently gusting over 40 miles per hour out of the northwest, and even towards 50 miles per hour in spots. So this is quite an epic wind event that's going to be following up the snow. It looks like the winds really don't let up until we get into Saturday night. They'll start to taper off finally. But blowing snow is going to be a couple days of that concern. So that's how we kind of things shape up here. We have a winter weather advisory tonight through Thursday night, and then the winter storm watch, which is due to the blowing snow from Thursday night through Saturday morning. Otherwise, quiet today in comparison, 8 above, some clouds. Snow moves in tonight, 7 above, and then snow Thursday, 12 for the high. Thursday night, the wind's starting to pick up, and the snow still falling 8 below zero. Friday, snow showers, any additional accumulations of light. It looks like totals of 6 to 10 inches by Friday morning. 3 above the high. Northwest winds 30 to 45 on Friday. Still those gusts 30 to 45 Friday night and Saturday. With blowing snow, some visibility concerns. 6 below Friday night. 6 above, partly sunny Saturday. And the winds finally diminishing noticeably by later Saturday night. 9 below. Some sun Sunday, 9 above. 17 Monday with breaks of sun and some clouds. With some quieter weather that we have well deserved here by early next week.
Yeah, we just got to make it to that.
Exactly. Yeah. Just don't blow away. Don't all that good stuff.
Stay inside.
Yeah. I know we wanted a white Christmas, but come on. I mean, this is just taking a little far, Mother Nature's. Paul,
definitely,
we appreciate
definitely
you.
Definitely getting that all in the book. So yeah. No worries there.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Paul. You have a great morning.
Yep, you guys too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Best in the business right there, Paul Trobley, and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
That's an interesting sounding forecast. So it'll be, look out for your neighbors here.
Well said. Look out for each other. Look out for your neighbors. Be smart on the roads out there.
Stay inside if you can.
I mean, yes. The wind is the part that really took me off. I thought I understood what was going to be happening in the next couple of days. What Paul was saying about the wind there, I had not heard that part.
You'd think we were on the plains.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Did you forget Mother Nature? This is the Midwest.
Come on, Mother Nature. The snow that's going to be coming, too, that is not going to be kind, especially happening when so many people are going to be traveling.
Yes, plan ahead.
Yeah, be smart out there. Make sure that you got everything you need in your vehicles. And had a friend reach out the other day from one of our humane societies about, just reminding people, traveling with pets, if you don't have to, please don't.
Yeah.
Especially if you are flying. Animals don't like flying. Fluffy loves to fly. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He has no idea what is going on right now. Animals, particularly dogs, you wonder why a dog bops around and can't just find his spot when he's got to do his thing. It's because dogs need to find that center. They feel a pull to that center of the earth. They feel literally connected to the earth. When you take them off of the earth, they don't like that.
Connection's gone.
imagine how you'd feel. Put yourself in this animal's shoes for just a second, and think about that. It's not great to be driving with them either this time of year. You're probably going to have to pull over and let them out. That could lead to them getting away from you and losing them.
This wind and the cold is ugh.
Just ain't worth it. If you can't, if there's not a boarding place, if you don't have somebody to watch them, maybe it isn't a good idea to travel. Maybe you shouldn't have a pet if that's a problem. Pets aren't a birthright. They're a privilege. And they deserve to have happiness as well this time of year, even though they don't know what's going on. And they just want to attack your tree if they're a cat.
Yes.
So I got a good one here, and it comes from us. It comes to us from Up North News, WI. You can go to that website if you'd like to find the complete article and many other great articles. UpNorthNewsWI.com. I want to send a big thank you to Jessica Lee, who does some great reporting for them. It is a pretty wonderful time of year. You'll find dazzling displays in every corner of Wisconsin. While many already started around Thanksgiving, you still have plenty of time to visit. Whether you can visit one or all of these, rounded up about 7 festive light displays that definitely you don't want to miss these. And I think some of these are pretty popular. Some of these are going to be known by our audience. Maybe some of them you have not heard of. Like the Christmas Carnival of Lights in Caledonia. That is at 8425 Highway 38 in Jellystone Park. Open Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 5 to 11, until January 1st, and is closed on Christmas Day. Caledonia's Jellystone Park is a popular summer camping destination in Wisconsin, but don't forget to visit in December. The park's Christmas Carnival of Lights is one of the largest drive-through holiday light displays in the Midwest. Visitors will see more than 200,000 lights as they follow the 1.6-mile path through the park.
Wow.
And if you don't want to take your own vehicle, hop in the open air golf cart train to take in the 360 degrees of sparkles.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
The Country Christmas in Pewaukee at 2810 Gulf Road and Ingleson Hotel. This is open Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10, until January 1st. The Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee transforms into a winter wonderland every December for Country Christmas. A major part of the massive light display is the mile-long Country Christmas Trail. However, your admission also includes a trip to Village Park Christmas Village and the streets of Bethlehem.
Cool.
The WPS Garden of Lights in Green Bay. Yeah, this is one I've seen many pictures of. I got a couple of friends over there, and they love this. It's at 2600 Larson Road in the Green Bay Botanical Garden, which is also...
I bet this one's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's open daily 4:30 to 9 through December 30th. It's closed December 24th, 25th, and the 31st. It's also very reasonably priced.
Yes.
Seeing the highest is $12 to $20 for an adult. Kids 2 and under are free. Kids 13, children $5 to 13. This time of year, the Green Bay Botanical Garden plants 37 botanically themed holiday light displays on its grounds, including a caterpillar, butterfly house, and the Lake of Lights. More than 3,225 twinkling bulbs mesmerize visitors at the WPS Garden of Lights.
Wow.
If you don't want to walk through the garden, hop on the wagon.
Nice.
I like that. I like how a lot of these have that as an option.
Yeah, that you don't have to necessarily walk or drive your own car, that you have other options. That's cool.
I think during the summer, one of my favorite things is going to any of these great botanical gardens.
Oh, yes.
I'm a sucker for the one in Madison. It's the one I go to with my sister all the time and my nephews. It's a great one.
But they're especially awesome to go to in the wintertime because they're warm inside.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. The Rotary Botanical Gardens Holiday Light Show in Janesville.
Nice.
That is at 1455 Palmer Drive. It is Janesville Rotary Botanical Gardens Holiday Light Show is among Wisconsin's largest, with more than 1.2 million lights decorating dozens of glittery displays. Yeah, you said it. Including luminous tunnels, arches, pine trees, and more. The dazzling walk through the garden is about 2/3 of a mile. I have not taken part of this one, but I've seen it a lot. The Rotary Lights in La Crosse.
Oh, good. I'm glad that one was on the list. I have driven through this before.
I've driven past it. And even just driving past it was amazing. Like, yeah. Can't imagine what it was like going through it.
No, it's pretty cool. They have a lot of very unique displays.
Is there anything that stood out or you remember from it? I don't know how long ago it was.
It was a number of years ago now, probably around 10. But they have, there's just each, you can't not see something. Like everywhere you look, there's more to see. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And then they have music playing, and yeah, it's awesome.
This one is open daily, 5 to 10 through January 3rd, 5 to 9 on Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day, 5 to 1 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it's free.
And it's free.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
They do take donations, so they're greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
La Crosse's Rotary Lights tops the list of can't-miss Wisconsin light displays. More than 3,000 volunteers from local Rotary clubs use more than 3 million lights to illuminate La Crosse's Riverside Park. Visitors can drive through the park or take a carriage ride on select nights to enjoy the picturesque Mississippi River views.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Gotta check that out. Any chance to go to La Crosse. I love La Crosse.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Village in Chippewa Falls. I know this is a popular one.
Ooh.
It's open daily until 9:30 through January 1st. It's also free, although donations are greatly appreciated. Chippewa Falls really does this right, too. They put a different spin on the typical holiday light display. Although it's not as big as some of the others on this list, the Christmas Village theme sets it apart. Each year, the town creates Victorian-era scenes and replicates that showcase local history throughout Irving Park.
Nice. That's cool.
They do such a great job with this every year, too.
Well, and, you know, that Victorian era is, for me, that's just nostalgic.
Yeah.
Christmas. Like, I don't know. I love that, those pictures.
So many of our favorite Christmas stories and tales started around that time, like were created in that time. And I think for many of us, that'll always have like kind of that'll pull that from it because so many of them are set in that period, you know, A Christmas Carol, you know, some of those. I think that there's a reason. I think that that's part of the reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The only one on this list that I have taken part in multiple times and enjoyed every single time is where we wrap up the Holiday Fantasy in Lights in Madison.
Hmm.
This is at 1156 Olin Court in Olin Park. It is open daily, dusk until dawn through January 1st. It is also free, although donations are greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually one of the my ex-wife and I. This is one of our first dates, I remember, I think, early on in the relationship kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Holiday Fantasy in Lights in Olin Park has nearly 60 theme light displays along a drivable and or walkable route for families to enjoy each year. One of the few truly green holiday light displays in Wisconsin, the Electric Group and other Madison sponsors ensure the event saves electricity by using only LED lights.
Nice.
I think all of those are good, and all of this leads me, of course, Melissa, to remind the audience, we love hearing from you guys about local light displays.
Yeah.
Every year, it's something that Pam and I really get into with our audience. We usually have listeners either call in or tell us, hey, you know, over on, you know, 8th Street, there's this house or what have you or anything. There's no houses on 8th Street. That's why I said 8th Street. there's things like that. They'll let us know. And so, you know, it's a place for locals to kind of drive by and check out and see all the hard work people put into their displays and really be able to appreciate them. Today, I was going to say, might not be a great day for it because you probably don't want to be outside. But at the same time, you know, if you've been stuck inside the last couple of days and everything and you haven't been able to do much, it might be a good chance to get out of the house.
Now is the chance to do it before tomorrow and the next day that's coming with the snow.
It's a strong point right there, Melissa, yes.
I did actually see a really cool looking display on Highway 73 when I was leaving Wisconsin Rapids last night.
Mm.
The whole yard, the house. They had an awesome display. I didn't get to look at it very closely because, you know, I was driving highway speed on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
but I did notice it as I was driving by. It looked very impressive.
I have to check that out. again, a big shout out to Jessica Lee. Great job on the reporting on this one. You can find the complete article and more at upnorthnewswi.com. Our good friends over at Quality Foods IGEA have been we've been having a lot of fun with them the last pretty much this whole year, really.
Yes.
We've been doing a number of different trivia contests with them. They keep coming back here doing these because you guys respond so well to them. and we've had so much fun with working with them and buying local, supporting local, and working with local, all of these things. Well, they saw that, hey, you know, we've got a couple of, we got a week or two, a week and a half or so left here, you know, before the new year. Why don't we do
another holiday?
Let's do it. Let's do another trivia thing. Let's have some fun. So Quality Foods has their New Year's basket giveaway they're doing right now. We're going to do this every day up until December 29th.
Awesome.
We will grab a qualifier every day, playing some trivia. If you have not already won from us in the last 30 days, whether it's Star of the Day or maybe one of our other trivia contests, then we ask that you please let other people win. But if you were just a qualifier for any of those and you didn't win, well, you can
still eligible.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So let's go ahead. Should we do it right now, Mel?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and play some trivia, everybody.
So, all right.
Get ready to call 424-2600 and give us the answer to this question. What type of wine is traditionally served at midnight on New Year's Eve?
Oh.
What type of wine is traditionally served at midnight on New Year's Eve? 424-2600. Call up. If you get this question right, you'll be an instant qualifier to possibly win this basket, or win this basket from our good friends at Quality Foods. This basket has snacks in there. It's got champagne in it. It's got some other great stuff. It's going to be a really nice basket. That is going to be a fun thing to be able to win and to be able to start your new year with. And all you got to do is qualify and possibly win this thing. So call up 424-2600 and let us know what type of wine is traditionally served at midnight on New Year's Eve. 424-2600. We'll go ahead and we'll let this, we'll keep this open until we get back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
All right.
So go ahead and do that. We'll go ahead, but keep on listening, everybody, because we're going to, and keep, you know, go ahead and call in 424-2600. Oh, let's go ahead and see if we can get our caller right now. Let's go ahead and do this.
All right.
Good morning. What's your answer?
Hi, is it champagne?
It is. Yes.
You got it.
Yes. Yes. Nicely done. What's your first name, sir?
Sure. Dave.
Dave. All right. Dave, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right. Got ourselves a Rapids qualifier. Dave, thank you so much for being our first qualifier for Quality Foods New Year's Basket Giveaway. We appreciate that. Felt pretty confident about that one, didn't you, Dave?
Well, I was hoping so, because you kind of gave a little clue in what was in the basket.
I wanted to get a qualifier, Dave. I'm not gonna. I don't want to stump the audience here. And I did notice that it was taking a little longer, so I wanted to kind of try to put it up there. But Dave, this is a great one to win. Hang on the line. I'm gonna get a little information from you. Thank you so much for listening and playing along.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Dave. I'm going to talk to Dave, get some information from him. We will come back and get a new Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and it's time for you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know that you appreciate them sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. And get yourself a free slice of Brian's pie if you're celebrating a birthday.
Absolutely.
Get on over there and get yourself that. Do I want to get a programming note in? Because of our office being closed on Monday, December 26th, we need the December 26th birthdays and anniversaries by Thursday afternoon to include them on the list to announce on Friday morning.
Oh, yes, we do.
And because we are closed on Friday, December 30th, we need names and anniversaries by Wednesday afternoon to include them on the list in the morning through January 1st.
Awesome.
In other words, get us your birthdays and get them to us early.
Sooner the better.
Yes, yes. So you can we can celebrate you like we can this couple right here. Melissa celebrating their 48th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Tom and Emily Anders.
Ooh, congratulations, Tom and Emily.
Tom and Emily, we wish you 48. A fantastic 48th. That is beautiful.
Wow.
Gosh, that got my heart.
Good.
Happy 48th, you two. I'm seeing that 45 is sapphire and 50 is gold. So something in between those, maybe. And stay warm today. That seems like a big
up.
One. Yes.
That's a good idea.
And a big one, and you're our qualifiers today. So congratulations. Woo-hoo. Happy 48th to Tom and Emily Anders. And we wish you a not only a fantastic anniversary, but you're qualifiers for Misty's.
Yeah, congratulations.
We take a look at our celebrity list here real quick. And in no particular order, Steven Yeun is 38. Great actor. Many people know him from The Walking Dead when he was on there. He's done a lot of great voice work as well.
Okay.
He was recently in Nope, the Jordan Peele movie, and just was so good in it. Did a great job in that movie. He's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah, okay.
One of the greatest actors I've ever seen. And I don't think I ever really said that before. But looking at him right now, thinking about his body of work, Samuel Jackson is 73 today. I feel confident saying that. I think Samuel Jackson is one of the greatest actors I've ever seen. I don't think I thought that for a long time. I think like a lot of people, I took him for granted in many ways. He's in a movie every month.
He's a little underrated.
He's always out there. He's always in the public eye. He's always doing something. And while as a man, as a human being, I've never underestimated him or stopped appreciating him because he's such a huge influence to me, him the human being. I in many ways, not just me, thousands of actors out there are Samuel Jackson, are Hugh Jackman, are these actors who have been struggling and fighting for, you know, decades to get a break. Mm-hmm. And we got our, you know, got his break later in life, in his late 30s, early 40s, similar to Hugh Jackman and so many other actors I could mention. Mm-hmm. And Samuel Jackson took that gig and has not stopped working since.
No.
Literally. Like, he takes a month off a year because his wife makes him, and that's it. Otherwise, he doesn't stop working. And that is exactly exactly what I would do. I get that big break. Any of my loved ones, you know, enjoy me while you can, because all I'm going to be doing is working. You will never be able to get rid of me. I am going to continue to work as long as I can. Actor, producer, civil rights activist, Samuel Jackson has done it all and played in every genre. He of course, breakout role in Pulp Fiction that he won, you know, one of the biggest smacks in the face in Academy history is him not winning the Best Supporting Actor for Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
The Jurassic Park series. He's in the Marvel universe. He was in the Kingsman universe. He's just incredible.
Yeah. Pat Kreitlow and I talked about him this morning on Pat's show, and he was joking about how he would love to play a clip, but there isn't one that he can play of Samuel L. Jackson on the radio without, you know, bleeping out quite a bit.
Now, that's not true. I've got one right here. I'll tell you, beep, 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 beep. Oh, nope. Yep, you're right. You're right. Yep, yep. Samuel Jackson, also one of the few actors, basically, like, people reach out to him for roles. George Lucas told him he wanted him to be a Jedi. And Samuel Jackson said he would do it if he got a purple lightsaber. Never, just saying it jokingly. He didn't think he'd actually do it. George Lucas did it, like, gave him one.
Awesome.
He was cast as Nick Fury in the Avengers movies because they wanted him to be in the Avengers movies.
You in this movie. We don't care what you're playing. We just got to be in it.
And I mentioned all this, and you know, the audience knows how much he works and how much you see him. And maybe you think, well, he's a good actor, or maybe he's somebody who doesn't say no to projects. What you see there is an actor who everybody loves to work with. Actors don't get used like that just because of skill alone. If that was the case, everybody would, you know, Russell Crowe would have never had a down part in his career or anything like that. Daniel Day-Lewis would have worked even more, maybe even won more awards. Those guys traditionally were not a lot of fun to work with on set. Samuel Jackson, one of the most fun and enjoyable people that has ever been on a Hollywood set.
Yes.
Let's see here. Got some other great birthdays to touch on. Emmanuel Macron, is 44, world leader. I believe the French president.
French, yep. Yeah.
Jane Fonda, 84 today.
Yes, that's hard to believe.
It's very hard to believe. But, still looks great, though. I'll say that.
Oh, yes.
A very powerful actor. Mm-hmm. Speaking of powerful actors, one of my favorites, and I've mentioned before, I am biased with her because I've worked with her a little bit, and I am rooting for her every day. Quintina Brunson. Is celebrating a birthday today, Quintina. She got famous from a BuzzFeed video when she created an Instagram series called The Girl Who's Never Been on a Nice Date. Before that, she was a proud alum of Temple University and Second City Chicago.
Nice.
She is currently maybe the biggest TV show on network TV right now, Abbott Elementary, which she created and stars in. 33 years old for Pennsylvania's own Quintina Brunson. She is something.
Awesome.
So darn funny. Again, if you're looking for a fun show to watch that's not too heavy, but, you know, it has the right mix of drama and comedy and all that, Abbott Elementary is your show. It's such a good show. Let's see here. Keith Sutherland is 55.
Really?
Yeah. Great actor. Great acting family, the Sutherlands. Mm-hmm. I always thought Kiefer was good. Way better than average. Great actor. Some iconic roles, too, especially you look at the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ray Romano is 64.
Ray Romano.
Let's see here. Well, he's the voice. I know he's gotten into voice acting more, so Everybody Loves Raymond was the big TV show that he was, of course, a part of.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he was on Parenthood or something like that, but he does the voice of in Ice Age.
Okay.
Yeah, the Willie Mammoth head.
Mm-hmm. He looks a lot different now with a beard.
He does.
Than he did in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. Tom Payne, another great character actor, 39 for him today. You've seen him on The Walking Dead and some other things. And let's see here. There were just a couple of others to mention, like Jane Karasmarek. Best known for her roles in Malcolm in the Middle and Equal Justice. She's done a bunch of voice acting work on The Simpsons. Love her work. She's such a great TV mom. She's just so great. Her work in Malcolm in the Middle, she's as great as Bryan Cranston is and the work that he has done. Frankie Muniz, who played Malcolm, who did a great job on that show, too. Nobody was as good as Jane Karasmarek. I stand on that. And I love all those other people. I love Bryan Cranston, but Jane Karasmarek, just hilarious. Also, Florence Joyner Jr., born on this day. Florence Griffith Joyner, I should say. American track and field athlete, won gold medal in 100 and 200 meters in the 88 Olympics. One of my favorite moments in Olympic history. Just an incredible athlete. Incredible athlete. And let's see here. Also wanted to, Chris Evert, born on this day. And one of the greatest tennis players of all time.
Oh.
Incredible tennis player. And still with us. I know I'm giving some that aren't with us anymore, but I have none of these in any particular order. Sorry, everybody. Josh Gibson, another legendary baseball player, was known as the Black Babe Ruth, born on this day in 1911. And finally, I have to wrap up on my favorite guitar, maybe my favorite guitar player of all time, second probably, but just one of the most underrated guitar players, underrated musicians of all time, Mr. Frank Zappa, born on this day. Musician, composer, songwriter, producer, director. They used to say about Frank Zappa, he would wake up in the morning and record an album. He just had so much work. What an amazing balance of comedic, sarcastic lyrics with also a point, and just some of the most underrated guitar playing of all time. Spent his last days fighting for the freedom of speech. Just incredible human being. Big fan of Mr. Frank Zappa. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, we want to wish a happy 48th anniversary to Tom and Emily Anders.
Yes. Congratulations, Tom and Emily.
Enjoy. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's, especially if you're celebrating a birthday. Get on over there. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yeah.
Get on over to Misty's menu. Treat yourself. While you're doing that, sit back and take a listen to Melissa's news. And we'll be back with some more fun. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment. Looking forward to that coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Now that's Michael McDonald.
Some groovy Christmas music.
I like it. Nicely done, Seth. Putting these in there. I'm loving it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you're in the Christmas spirit. We sure are around here. Melissa and James here with you. We are joined right now by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good over here. How are you
pretty
guys
good
over there?
Yeah, staying busy. Life's good. Merry little elves running around.
Nice.
Wonderful to hear. Phil, before we get the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, we haven't gotten a chance to talk since the end of the production. How did you enjoy yourself on the stage with the cast and everything on the run of Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh, that was a lot of fun, James. I'm very glad I did it. And another excellent cast of young and old and great audiences. I think we had a couple near full houses, and every day was, well over 100 folks there. So I think they said it was one of the largest audiences as far as the whole run, the theaters had in a long time. So it was really neat. Standing ovation every night. God. Of course, they waited until after I get out there. long after I get out there.
Real, very good to hear.
Nice. Well, it was fun to see you on stage, Phil. I especially liked the mustache.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, she gave me three different people to play. Susan and I kind of got a distinctive voice. And I don't know how I'm going to hide myself with three different people. So I had to come up with some kind of shtick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was perfect. Along with it.
So I ordered some mustaches online and changed them up every night.
Great.
Did it
a little bit of a different mustache every time. So.
Did it make you want a mustache, Phil? I've never seen you with facial hair.
I'll tell you what, I won't have a mustache for a while because I used spirit gum to put it on and half my face off, getting it back off. So,
Your own spa treatment there.
Yeah, I don't think hair will be growing from my lip for a while now.
No. Phil,
it was a lot of fun, James. A lot of fun. And good. Thanks to everybody that came out. And it was a really neat experience.
Happy to hear it. And was happy to hear you back on stage, Phil. Phil joins us, of course, from Quality Plus Printing every Wednesday with a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, what do you got for us today?
Okay, this is a little bit of a longer one. Mm. Accoutrement.
Ooh.
Accoutrement.
It's a good word.
Which is accoutrement. Accoutrement. Mm-hmm. And basically it's a clothing or equipment that's used for a particular activity. It comes from maybe a military background, but I thought, Santa Claus's accoutrement would be that big red suit and a bag, that he puts over his shoulder, things like that. An announcer's accoutrement would be that microphone in front of your face, right? Clothing or equipment to do a particular task. So.
That's a great one. That's a really good... accoutrement is such a better word than uniform, too. We should never have used the word uniform. We should only be using the word accoutrement. That's a great word.
I agree. I saw that. So that's a better word for saying it, yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, so that's a good one, accoutrement.
I believe over there, though, you guys don't have uniforms or anything. You guys have...
We do have some quality, bright green Quality Plus Printing shirts that we wear on Friday. That's
yes. I knew there was something that you guys did like that. Yeah. See those on Friday. See them every day. Are you guys, do you have your normal hours during this holiday season?
A little earlier on Friday. We're going to be closing at noon on Friday and not open on Monday.
Okay.
So just to celebrate the holiday weekend. And James, I want to make sure I add, I kept some of those coloring books that we had going we printed 1,000 and we got about 950 out to local kids. But I kept some behind here. And if you want to tell people, you can say James sent you. You don't have to say it. That's the old radio trick. But we have some here. If people want to stop into Quality Plus Printing and have a couple for their young ones or grandkids or something, if they want to stop in over the next day or two before Christmas here, and we'll gladly hand them to you for free for coming and stopping in. So please do. We've been getting some really neat photos from the Boys and Girls Club. They gave out, they had a Christmas party and gave a one of the coloring books to each one of their people and young ones, and they took some pictures of the kids coloring. It's awesome. That's what I wanted to do it for, and of course to raise some money for the United Way. So it's been a good thing. So these are really neat winter coloring books that a lot of local businesses came in and helped to sponsor and raise money for the United Way and give them away to free to places like Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, the Family Center, and places like that. So it's been a really neat project.
You guys did a great job with that, Phil. We greatly appreciate what you did for the community with that and all the partners of that coloring book. Encourage people to head on over there and maybe get your kid a coloring book and certainly find out what Quality Plus Printing can do for you. All your printing needs, get over there to Quality Plus Printing and have them do it. And give them a challenge, too, every once in a while. They like that.
Bring it on. We'll do it. Thanks, James. Merry Christmas to you and yours and everybody at the station.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and yours as well, Phil. And please tell the gang over there we wish them the great holiday season. And we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Take care.
You too. Thank you, Phil. Big shout out to our friends at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out. Be sure to meet them over at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're usually open until about 4 o'clock most days. You can also find out more by going to their website, qpprinting.com. Be sure to follow them on Facebook and social media. It's a great follow. qpprinting.com. Buy local, support local. Our good friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss out on that coloring book. It's super cute.
It is really cool. They did, I mean, a really, really good job with that. It is very cool. I was even able to color inside the lines in it.
Nice.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR. Melissa and James with you. I'm going to take you right to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into that ain't right stories, good stories of the day, have a bunch of entertainment news I want to touch on as well, and who knows what else is going to happen. It's Mel and I together. You know, anything can happen with live radio, right, Melissa?
Indeed.
I wanted to touch on this, though, and I thought it's pretty cool. This New Year's Eve will be the 50th anniversary of the very first Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve.
Really?
But I don't think a lot of people know, including myself, that it wasn't originally called that. Three Dog Night were so big at the time that the very first one was called Three Dog Night New Year's Rockin' Eve. And I actually have a little clip from it.
Okay.
I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
Thank you very much and welcome to the first New Year's Rockin' Eve in the Grand Ballroom of the Queen Mary. With Three Dog Night, we're going to be your hosts for the next 90 minutes on this coast-to-coast floating party. Between now and midnight, we'll be cutting away to Dick Clark live from Times Square in New York City.
We've got a great group of friends joining us tonight. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Al Green, Billy Preston, and Helen Reddy. And since this is the time that you look back and think of this year and years past and you reminisce a little, we thought we'd take you back for a little nostalgia with this number.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing
on. That's pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I think that's a pretty neat thing that they did there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's also kind of weird to think of, like, because Three Dog Night, great band, pretty well-known band. I don't know if they're a household name. I wouldn't say they were the biggest band of the 70s, the 60s, 70s, or anything like that. But at one point, they were humongous.
Yes.
There are stories of them, I want to say them opening for, I don't know if it was Zeppelin, but they opened for some band like that. Mm-hmm. And the way the crowd responded to, no, I'm thinking of Grand Funk Railroad. I mixed it up. Grand Funk Railroad opened for Zeppelin, and they got a bigger roar than Zeppelin did, and Zeppelin almost didn't go out. Three Dog Night, I don't think they had anything like that necessarily, but they were like on that level of like at one point. So it's not too surprising to see that they would have done something like this, but it's still kind of cool to think of. I don't know. Nowadays, there's a lot of artists that I could think of that would get that shot, that would get an opportunity to like have it named after them, but I feel like you'd be limiting your audience. And the biggest thing that they learned from like Dick Clark was, hey, we're going to bring on a pop artist. We're going to bring on a rapper. We're going to bring on a country artist. We're going to, you know, that was something that Dick Clark was really adamant about, making sure to cover all genres, as Dick Clark, of course, did the, you know, biggest thing in radio at the time, the you know, top 100 or whatever songs, and all that was, you know, popular music.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did have 21 hit singles.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they were a small band or a band with like a one-hit wonder or anything like that. They were humongous.
I think they're still touring.
Yeah, I believe they are, yeah. They will not be at this year's New Year's celebration, though. The show is still produced, and now it's called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. This year's lineup features Duran Duran, New Edition, BTS member J-Hope in Times Square. I like that for the New Year's Eve, they've got two bands from the 80s.
Yes.
Seems interesting to me. I don't know. I like that. That's kind of fun. Yeah, I don't know. Melissa, growing up, did you ever, we'll talk more, of course, about New Year's as we get closer to it, but did you ever take in any of those celebrations or see any of that stuff?
No, I didn't. We really didn't watch much TV when I was growing up, that wasn't a big deal to have on.
I do look forward to hearing how you and many of our audience out there celebrate New Year's Eve now or how you did as a kid, and that's where I want to put it out, your homework time, everybody. Message us. You can message me, james@wfhr.com, or you can message any of our staff, really. And your favorite, you know, New Year's memories or traditions. Love to hear them. We'll share them with the audience.
Yeah.
Do you have any problem diving into some random facts, Melissa?
No, let's do it.
Let's go ahead and dive into some of these here. And these are kind of Christmas, random facts. So, little continuation of what we were doing the other day.
Sure.
Mistletoe is from the old English word mistletellen, which means little dung twig.
Nice.
Apparently because the plant seed spreads through bird droppings.
Mm. Yeah, it's also a parasite.
Yeah, I don't really want to kiss under that. That does not make me want to smooch somebody under one of those things. In some European countries, it's traditional for people to leave out their shoes rather than socks or stockings for Santa to fill.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to do this as somebody who has size 12 shoes, feet. I've been trying for years to do this, and everybody just laughs at me. I'm not filling those. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever cut was 221-foot Douglas fir.
Whoa.
It was displayed.
And they cut it?
Yeah, that's a shame. It was displayed in Seattle, Washington in 1950. It was 221 feet. It's more than 20 stories tall.
Wow. That's crazy.
I don't even know how to wrap my mind around something like that.
No. And then did they decorate it?
How did they decorate it?
What, with a crane?
Yes, basically. Yeah. How are you going to put the star on the top of that?
Yeah. You need two cranes, one to bring up your ornaments and one for a person. And you just, wow. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Just as a side note, it immediately was brought back, I hit over the head with nostalgia because my dad, my sister usually got to put the star on the tree. Mm. And my dad would pick her up to do that and everything.
Right.
And I remember when we found out Jill was too big to do this because my dad looked at her and said, I ain't doing that.
Pass the torch, kid. Now you're too big.
That's when James started putting the tree on the top because he was tall. That was it. That was the only reason. There was no significance. There was nothing special about it. Hey, get it up there, Jimmy. That was basically it. Canada debuted the first Christmas postage stamp in 1898.
Wow. 1898.
And America was actually very late to the game. The first U.S. Christmas stamp wasn't issued until 1962.
Huh.
And it featured a candle and wreaths in green and red.
Nice.
There are other U.S. Christmas stamps now, though, of course. There's been a lot of them since. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see if there were any 2022 ones, any new ones that came out. I know that that's something that our postal services have been doing, trying to raise money. There's not a whole lot of resources for them to raise money, and I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but they are hurting right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're having a rough time.
The 2022 USPS Christmas theme stamps feature holiday elves,
nice.
Snowy beauty stamps, virgin and child. That's a beautiful one.
Okay.
A visit from St. Nick came out last year. Otters in Snow was out last year. That's a good one.
Oh, cute.
The Lady of Guadalupe from 2020.
Mm.
And Holiday Delights, Winter Scenes. So they got a lot of them. They've been doing this for a while now, going way back to, many years. You can actually get these at christmasstamps.us. That's christmasstamps.us. You can also buy stamps on Amazon or eBay.
Yeah.
Do encourage people to do this, though. Especially this time of year. When else, do we have a chance to send out letters and make use of this?
Christmas cards. And thank your postal service.
Yeah.
It's an important and fundamental government service in our country.
How many of you out there are running two states over to grab those packages and get them back here in time for Christmas? Everybody, yeah. Raise a hands. Raise a hands. How many people are doing that? Yeah. Thank your postal service.
And how many companies are serving every mailbox?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Your U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate our postal workers out there. I wish them very happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, there are two towns in the U.S. with Santa names, not counting the Spanish saint-inspired names like Saint Monica or something, or Santa Monica or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's the unincorporated town of Santa, Idaho, which was has embraced its connection to Santa Claus in the past, but was actually named after their nearby Santa Ana Creek.
Oh, okay.
And there's Santa Claus, Indiana, which is home to about 2,500 people. The origins of the name are vague, but it's been Santa Claus for over 125 years.
Hmm. Interesting.
Maybe not named after Santa, but of course, locally here, we've got Rudolph, Wisconsin, just minutes away from us right. Here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm, we love our Rudolph listeners.
Yes, big shout out to them and wishing them a happy holiday season and a busy season over there. As we know, so many people like to have their letters sent from Rudolph, wishing them a great holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
We're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back, and when we get back, we got some entertainment news for you. A little bit later than that, we'll get into a couple of other fun stories that we got and plenty more coming up with some good stories of the day. All that lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.